This is the Recruiting Guy Podcast. And now, here's your host, Richard Davenport.
All right, welcome to this week's podcast. It's 8:46 Thursday morning. In case some of this stuff sounds a little outdated by the time this gets posted. But anyway, we're going to go back and look earlier this week about JT Towers' commitment to Arkansas, the Joe T linebacker. And also we're going to be talking about the five early enrollees that will be arriving in Fayetteville today. And then we'll kind of hit on future official visits. But first, let's go to JT Towers. JT is an interesting story. Didn't play his sophomore year after having a major car accident. Obviously, anytime you're not able to play for a year in your high school career, that's a setback. But he did play his junior year at Glen Rose as a quarterback. And did pretty good there, and then transferred to Joe T. Robinson as a senior and played linebacker for the first time and had a very, very good season, 171 tackles, which obviously is pretty insane for anybody, but especially for a guy that's played linebacker for only 1 year. And that's truly amazing. Number one thing that you look for in a linebacker is productivity, or any position, but especially linebacker. You look for instincts, and there's certain things at a linebacker position I think that you need that probably more so than other positions, just because it's the ability to find the ball, anticipate, read the play, and JT showed all that this year in his first year of playing linebacker. Again, 171 tackles, 47 tackles for loss, 11 sacks, 5 forced fumbles. So 5 forced fumbles kind of tells you that he gets there and hits the ball carrier pretty violently to be able to force 5 fumbles. He didn't have the greatest offer list, just because obviously playing the position for a year, you don't have a lot of film. They're basing everything off of what they see your senior year. But again, 6'4", 6'3", about 210 pounds, runs a 4.6 or so. He had offers from Tulsa, Illinois State, Army, Louisiana, Lafayette, and others, but and had preferred walk-on offers from Oklahoma and Texas Tech. But here's a guy that's never made a B in his life, all A's. He has a 26 on his ACT, but so he's got the physical ability that you're looking for, and he's got the football smarts too, and he's probably one of the more impressive young men I've talked to in a while. Just you talk to him and you see his maturity right off the bat. And anyway, it'd be interesting how he develops over the next few years, being a guy that's a newcomer to the position. But anyway, JT Towers, you got to be happy for him just because of all the adversities faced over the last few years. And again, you just pull for somebody like that. The five guys that'll be arriving in Fayetteville today: Blaine Toll from Hazen, 6'6", 244, defensive end. Miles Slusher, defensive back from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Keelan Burlee from Helen Cox, New Orleans High School. And then defensive end, Julius Colts from Mississippi Community College, Mississippi Community College, 6'6", 270 pounds. And then Darian Turner from Memphis Central, calling him an athlete. Guy could play receiver, could play safety. I could see him maybe even growing into being a linebacker. So who knows where he ends up eventually. I think he'll probably start off at the receiver, but you know, a guy that does got that size, 6'3", 206 pounds, that Coach Odom is going to look at him and think, boy, I could possibly use him in a couple positions. So going through spring practice would be huge with him. He's the number 18th ranked receiver in the country, according to ESPN, ESPN four star. So that was big for him to be able to get on campus early. Blaine Toll, we've talked about him. He could play tight end, but I think he's going to stick at defensive end. He's got that length that you're looking for, and we've talked about this in the past. Probably one of the more remarkable things I've ever heard in doing this job. At 6'6", and having those long arms that he does, at age 16, he bench pressed 410 pounds. That is just absolutely insane. Usually that's – great bench pressers are usually offensive linemen or short-arm offensive linemen. When you have to bench press with a little bit extra length like Blaine has, and you're able to do 410 pounds, that's crazy. He ran a 4.88 laser time at the opening in Dallas last year. So that would translate to a high 4.6, low 4.2 handheld. Again, just a guy that's got the athleticism. He played quarterback a lot as a junior. Not so much this year, but I think you keep an eye on him just because of his physical ability, his physical size, excuse me, and his strength. You think that he has a chance to play. Miles Slusher is a guy that could play safety or safety or cornerback, I think, at Arkansas. 6 foot, about 180 pounds. Arkansas was able to flip him from Oregon. He was technically committed to Oregon, but it really came down to Arkansas and Nebraska. And got to give the coaching staff a lot of credit there. He's an ESPN four-star. Burleigh, he's an interesting guy. Didn't have the biggest offer list. Had a good amount of offers, but Arkansas got in on him kind of late and was able to swing him because SEC offer. His film is very impressive. Closes very well. Very good speed. Again, being able to get on campus early, go through off season, and working with the strength and conditioning program is going to pay dividends for him. He's about 6 foot, 210 pounds. So, be obviously interested to see what happens there. East Miss Julius Coates, who I talked about earlier, East Mississippi Community College, the defensive end. Arkansas was able to swing him without him even visiting Arkansas. It looked like Nebraska was going to be the school that he was going to attend, but he wanted to play in the SEC and committed and signed without seeing the campus. So he'll see the campus for the first time today. When you sign a JUCO guy, you're obviously counting on immediate help, and that's something that Julius should give. Obviously, gives you the size that you're looking for at the defensive end position, SEC type size. So, five new guys coming in. We'll see what happens over the next few months in their development, but their bodies should change quite a bit from, say, now till the first game of the season. Next weekend will be the first weekend at Arkansas host kids for official visits since that 1 weekend in December that they had five kids on campus. A few of the guys coming in next week, Savion Williams, a former receiver, committed to Arkansas from Marshall, Texas. Very, very high on Savion. He's considered a three-star by, I think, everybody, but he played mostly quarterback this year after their quarterback left the team, and he did very, very well, just showed his athleticism. A bigger guy, 6'4", about 215, 220 pounds. Get him on campus, and I think he has a chance to be special. He's got all the tools that you're looking for. Johnson, defensive back from Connecticut. He visited Arkansas unofficially during the season. He'll be coming in officially next weekend. I think Arkansas is in very, very, very good shape with him. He loved his unofficial visit. So I would consider him a guy to maybe look for pulling the trigger when he's in Fayetteville or soon afterwards, maybe. Alan Horse, the former tight end commitment, will be on campus, 6'4", about 250 pounds, from Crockett, Texas. He plans to visit UT San Antonio and I think Maryland. So, but he's been on campus before. He knows what Arkansas is like. Now it's just all about developing relationships with the new staff and seeing if he can be coached by these guys and be around them. And I think after he has an opportunity to meet Coach Sam Pittman, he'll be won over. He'll obviously get to meet the new tight ends coach, John Cooper, and that'd be huge. But I like Arkansas's chances there, even though you gotta think that Barry Lunny Jr. and Jeff Traylor and their recruiting of him for as long as they did is going to pay dividends for UT San Antonio. So that could be a battle, but I still think that Arkansas and the SEC could win out there. Eric Thomas, a defensive end from Pensacola, Florida, 6'3", about 230 pounds. He'll be coming in for an official visit. He's a guy that Arkansas has kind of got on late, and he's again, when you have the early signing period, the talent pool is diminished, and I think Eric's one of these guys that they see as someone that's vastly underrated, that they could develop, and he's very, very productive on the football field, makes a lot of tackles, and just is very disruptive. And I like Arkansas's chances there. I think with the SEC and being able to play it in the best conference in the country is very, very appealing to him. But he's a guy that I think could really surprise some people in the future. Nick Turner, who recently committed to Arkansas, the defensive back, Arkansas is recruiting him as a cornerback. He's 6 foot, about 180, from New Orleans. Brother Martin was committed to Georgia Tech at one time, but decommitted and committed to Arkansas recently. Couldn't even play safety. Obviously, I said Arkansas was looking at him as playing cornerback, but I think he also has the capability of playing safety. Jalen St. John, offensive lineman, 6'5", 320 pounds, from St. Louis Trinity Catholic High School. He'll be coming in for an official visit, former Missouri commitment, great relationship with Brad Davis and Coach Pittman. Right now, I'd be kind of surprised if Arkansas is not the school for him, but he does plan to visit some other schools, but I think Arkansas is in really good shape with him. Ja'Cory Turner, linebacker from Atlanta, Woodward County, 6'2", about 210 pounds. He'll be coming in and for an official visit. I think right now you have to like Arkansas's chances there. It just, do they have another spot at linebacker? They seem to have their guys, but we'll see what happens there. Kevonte Dixon, former Arkansas commitment from Carthage, Texas. He's slated to come in next weekend. We'll see. One of the better athletes, playmakers in the state of Texas. There's no doubt about that. He plans to visit Texas January the 31st, where his brother plays. But he seems to be pretty excited about maybe coming up to Arkansas next weekend. But I think I think the list for next weekend could possibly, you know, you could see some subtractions and maybe some additions to that. So you're looking at about 10, 12 guys. But again, I think it could change, but we'll know more next week. Anyway, that's this week's podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time.